Please open your hymnals to hymn number 547. Hymn 547, we stand and sing verses 1 and 2. The Church observes the festival of St. Michael and All Angels on September 29th. This autumn festival reminds us of the work and the ministration which the holy angels provide to God and to us. Sunday after Sunday, the Church confesses, "I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things, visible and invisible." One of the great gifts of this festival is that it turns our attention to that invisible side of God's creation. We see His creation in all of its fullness, and it is rich, and it is varied. We continue to probe and we continue to discover that which is seeable. But all of this is probably scarcely the tip of the iceberg of what God has created. And I'm not talking about alternative universes. I'm talking about this very universe, shrouded still in mystery. What do those angels do, created by God to be His messengers, to be His helpers, to be our helpers? We turn to hymn number 545, and in verses 7 through 9, we sing together of the work of the angels, especially as it has been revealed to us in the episodes of Scripture, verses 7 through 9.
Thank you.
The story of the three men in the fiery furnace is one of the grand examples in the Old Testament of the ministration and the protection of the angels. According to tradition, and I'd like you now to turn to page 197 in the Psalms and Canticles portion of our hymnal. There is a hymn which was sung in thanksgiving by those three young men. And in this hymn, all of the elements of creation, the visible creation, are called upon to praise God for his work of preservation at the hand of the angels. We're going to sing this today, and we're going to divide up like this. This side of the room is going to sing the odd-numbered verses. This side of the room, the even-numbered verses, the pulpit side. And when we get to verse 18, we will all sing that together. This is a very lusty hymn of praise, and it deserves to be sung at a relatively quick pace and with a good spirit of competition between the two sides.
Thank you.
In addition to their work of protection, the angels are the messengers of God and bring frequently to us his message of the gospel. So often, too, those messengers come and the first words out of their mouth are, "Fear not." And in that little phrase, we have encapsulated the spirit and the strength of God's holy gospel. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Mary. Do not be afraid, shepherds. Do not be afraid, you who seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen. Let us join now in standing and singing hymn 126, verses 2 and 3. Let us all pray. Almighty God, you know that we are set in the midst of so many and great dangers, and that because of the weakness of our mortal nature, we cannot always stand upright. Grant to us such strength and protection as may support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. The merciful and eternal God, who alone saves from all evil, and who graciously called you to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light, through our Savior Jesus Christ, deliver you from the power of darkness, sin, death, and Satan, and preserve you in his faith and truth, now and forevermore. Depart in peace. Amen.